wages have been slashed, work contracts have been terminated, and the pay rises that many were expecting have not materialized. There are very few people whose finances have not been affected in one way or the other by the COVID pandemic, and it has been a very challenging 2 years. We now go into a so-called festive holiday season, and generally during this period also, things can get a little out of hand, and you can get a bit of ahead of yourself, come January, you find yourself in a deeper hole than you can manage. Now, joining us on the line, we've got Azhar Mia, who's got 15 years of management experience in banking and finance. He's with Al Baraka Bank. Azhar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah Mulana and jazakallah to everyone that's listening in today.
Yeah, now this term, post-COVID saving, what does it mean?
Sure, I don't know if we can actually coin the term post-COVID saving. I'm sure a lot of us would agree that COVID is almost something that doesn't want to actually come to an end. Nonetheless, the term post-COVID saving actually refers to a period when individuals actually start to save again after being adversely affected by COVID. So a lot of people, as you quite correctly mentioned, have been affected financially during the pandemic. This is obviously due to lower incomes or salary cuts that some have experienced. And this has actually forced some of the people to cash out their investments. So some have incurred emergency expenditure for medical bills, etc. So all of these items have made it almost impossible for people to save. Once people have recovered from this, they should immediately start looking at saving. So if you do this, this is known as post-COVID saving. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, but now, as you mentioned, right, COVID is still here, and we're going through different waves, and the economic consequences are here for the foreseeable future. Sure. So how do you begin the process?
Sure, I understand it's quite difficult. I think the most effective way is to actually start. Now, think about this. A lot of us actually think about savings, or we have a goal that we want to save, but we never actually get down to actually doing it. The most important way, I think, is to start small. For example, Al Baraka Bank has accounts where you can start saving from a minimum of 100 rand a month. Now, this will allow you to develop the habit to save, as well as inculcate the culture of savings. I think if you want to start or if you want to begin the process, it's important to maybe contact a financial planner or maybe visit your nearest branch for advice and basically chat to someone about how you can start.
Going into the so-called festive or holiday season, people generally tend to become a little relaxed with the way that money flows out of the bank account or via the credit card.
Definitely.
Or, you know, just the cash kind of flows. Every year this ought to be something that we are aware of, but more so now, considering the economic climate that we find ourselves in.
Definitely. I think it's important to stay disciplined during this period. I think a lot of us get caught by the sales scams that we see during this period. So it's important to definitely stay disciplined during this period. As you quite correctly mentioned, the economic conditions are quite tough at this point in time. So I think what we need to do is focus on purchases that we actually need. One of the ways we can do this is by developing a budget. Also find ways where you can cut your day-to-day spending. I think one of the important things that people can also focus on is to stay away from impulse buying and make sure that you actually spend wisely. Try to also save on your regular purchases. I also believe that if we budget for saving and avoid using credit for bills, then we're on our way to success.
How do you go about, you know, putting together a budget? Sometimes people tend to feel it's a very complicated matter. You require some accountant to come and help you do it.
No. I don't think it's as technical as that. One of the most important things that you need to do, I think, is to start noting down your expenses. That's the most important thing that one needs to do. Obviously, understand what your income is. Note down your monthly expenditure. Have some sort of piece of paper or a spreadsheet where you write down all of your expenses. Identify what is important. What are the things that you can do without? Then look at ways on your items that, for example, you have to spend on. Look at ways where you can cut costs on that. Let's be honest. Not all of our lifestyles have remained the same during this time. So if you're going for a coffee every week, look at how you could cut that down. Or maybe look at ways about where you can save on having a coffee at a different place. Now, those are all important things in terms of developing a budget. I think one of the other things that we need to focus on as well is when developing a budget, make that item for saving a must. So when developing a budget, there's a common item that is used within the market. And I think that's known as the 50-30 rule, and that basically speaks about the fact that you use 50% of your money for the items that you do really need, 30% of the items that you want, and 20% of the items that you budget for saving or donation. So that basically is a guideline of how can one can actually develop a budget.
Any general advice to conclude in terms of the so-called post-COVID saving as well as the holiday period?
Definitely, I think savings does help at any point. It's not just at the post-COVID level. I think if you've got money available, it will definitely help you at any point in time. Savings definitely helps when it comes to emergencies. It definitely acts as a cushion when it comes to sudden job losses. And that's what we're seeing a lot of people go through at this point in time. A lot of us are getting into unnecessary debt at this point in time. So when it comes to savings, obviously, if you have that available, it would limit the use of debt. I think all of us want financial independence at some point. And I think saving is the way to get there. It also ensures that we have money available for the important things like education or placing a deposit on a house or a vehicle purchase. It also allows us to be more flexible and take advantage on purchases that we can make in cash versus taking it on credit. It also develops into a culture that will continue into generations. So the advice that I can give everyone out there is to start saving. Start small, develop a budget, make sure that you are aware of the items that you're spending on, take note of all of your expenses, write it down. I think in the festive season as well, especially what we're going to be going through, don't get caught out by sales scams. Become disciplined in our spending habits. And I think that's an excellent way to get there.
All right, Azaz. Shukran for your time. I really appreciate it.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Azhar Mia from Al Baraka Bank talking to us about how to start saving in this very tough economic climate, and especially as we go into the holiday season. Right, we're coming up to the end of this morning's edition of the program. We'll close with the good news for the week, positive news, a short report put together by Maulana Muhammad Baam. Coming up after 9, nikah announcements, that is definitely good news. The Sahaba series with Mufti Muhammad Akko of Newcastle, and then the live broadcast of the Jummah from Makkatul Mukarramah as well as locally. Keep that dial on Radio Islam International. Have a wonderful weekend. Keep us in your du'as. And if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is willed, we'll meet again Monday morning, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.